all through.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that is the group known as Bed with a doodling song. It's now 13 minutes after 11 o'clock. Mustard's Retreat did gather the family. Hello. Hello. Nice to have you here. And today, we've got a lot of singers and songwriters, and they're here in part to entertain you, but also to call attention to a CD release that is going to be occurring on two nights, this coming Friday and then Friday, December 7th at Pittsburgh Center for the Arts. We'll talk about that more, but first, let's take a listen to one of the songwriters featured, Brittany Houts.
Love me in January. I've got too much on my mind. Love me in January. Tell that I'm sure I'll waste your time. Try to convince me. Ooh, whoa. How was your summer? Do you still love her? Hold me in January when I need that kind of warmth. Hold me in January. I'm telling you it'll be cold. Ooh. Try to convince me. Ooh, whoa. How was your summer? You still love her? Love me in January. You've got too much on your mind. Love me in January. We need that kind of time. Whoa, whoa. I can't wait.
Brittany Houts at the Saturday Light Brigade. Brittany, that's a nice song, and it's the song that appears on Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle, the 2013 collection. Tell me about yourself. We haven't met before. Are you new to Pittsburgh?
I've lived in Pittsburgh for the past 5 years. I'm currently going to grad school for marriage and family counseling, but I love the area. I'll probably be here for a while. I joined the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle probably about a year ago.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Where are you going to school?
Duquesne University.
And are you a native, or did you relocate for school?
I'm originally from Somerset, Pennsylvania.
And what got you interested in, did you play out before the Songwriter Circle, or is this something new, performing?
I had actually taken a break while I was in college. So when I started playing with the circle last year, that was kind of my coming back out into the scene.
For folks that have not been part of any kind of songwriter's circle, and especially because you're relatively new, can you sort of explain the process and the impact it's had on you?
Sure. Usually we come together about once a month and we all bring a new song. Sometimes we have assignments to try to inspire people. But normally we'll all play our songs and give each other advice or comments and try to help each other out. It's been, for me, a really good networking opportunity. You get to know other members in the group, and it's a good way to help each other out.
So it's almost like a workshop approach to trying to improve writing or lyrics, or and themes are probably given as challenges.
Exactly.
I would think. Now, was that song written as a challenge to a theme, or can you tell me more about it's a beautiful song, Meet Me in January.
Thank you. Actually, it wasn't one of the assignments, but I did play it at one of our circles, and it was critiqued.
And it's a great song. And you have such a nice voice. Did you sing growing up a lot, or...?
I did. I was in choirs all throughout high school and different groups like that. And I also did a lot of a cappella work and choir work in college.
It shows. I think I said Meet Me in January. I meant to say Love Me in January, which are, I suppose, not necessarily mutually exclusive, but we should get the title of the song correct. It's a nice song. It's got such a familiar lilt to it. Once you hear the first stanza, it's just kind of gets in there and makes you feel good. Are you playing out much? I gather you'll be at the show next week or the week after, but how about yourself?
I will be performing on December 7th. Normally I try to play out every few months or so. I've been working on a side project with one of the other singer-songwriters on the CD, Ryan Williams, and we're trying to play out more.
Great. Well, you've got another song for us.
Yes.
And what's it called?
This next song is called The Sun Song.
The Sun Song. And again, it's Brittany Houts. You heard Love Me in January, and now here's The Sun Song.
Thank you.
I was asked to sing about the sun and all the beautiful things he has done. I grabbed a pen and made a list. The final sentence read like this: he ran me to the sea. He had burned the bottoms of my feet. The water surrounded me, but I always felt his heat. I was asked to sing about the sun and all the wonderful things he had said. He left me in the street one night and woke me up with warm kisses and light. And I'll tell you, the sun's light ain't kind. There's no beauty to see when you're blind. So he sat with me all morning, keeping me warm as I slept. like he knew I would. And darling, let me leave. Oh, darling, let me leave. Oh, he beat down on the street where I stood. I fell to my knees like he knew I would.
That is Brittany Houts. Thanks, Brittany, and best wishes for continued success. Would you like to say hello on the radio? Are you sure? What's your name?
Harry Griff.
What is it?
Harry Griff. Harry Griff.
Harry Griff.
Harry Griff. Oh, hey, Harry. You were saying both your first and last name together. How old are you?
Eight.
It's nice to have you here. Do you know any of these musicians?
No.
Well, thank you for coming in today. You sure you don't want to say hi? People would hear your voice. No? I'll be your surrogate. It's Harry Griff. And do you play a musical instrument?
I play the violin at school.
Oh, very good. Are you from Pittsburgh?
No.
Where are you from?
New York. We came up to visit my grandma.
How nice. Are you from New York City? But you're from New York, so we have scouts from New York, and as if Bill was not nervous enough, we've got New York scouts here, and Harry Griff. Thank you, Harry, and stick around. It's really nice to have you here. Stick around if you'd like to. I want to turn to John Hayes briefly. John is one of the godfathers of the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle. I don't know if have you been involved since the first CD?
I kind of started it.
Yeah, you know, I thought
coordinate the project.
I thought so. It's amazing how long it's been now. It's been a long
8 years. This is our eighth album. Eight years in a row to do this is, I think, fairly remarkable.
It sure is, and it's a two CD set this year with 36 tracks. Doug Wilkin involved. As always, doing a great job. What prompted you to do this, John?
I'm the outdoors editor of the Post-Gazette now, but I used to be in the A&E department. And I got an assignment to write about a local group that had a monthly songwriting assignment to write a song about something they saw in the newspaper. So I went to write about that. And I didn't really play out in front of people, but I took my guitar and I had a song that was to kind of fit in. And I thought I would play it and then write about my experience being embarrassed in front of these people.
I actually remember that article.
Yeah. It turns out they were really nice people and they were very supportive and nurturing about my little song. And I listening to their songs, I realized some of these people are really good. I mean, I was reviewing albums by professionals and some of these songs were better than what I was hearing. And I thought they should there should be some kind of project that captures these amateur songwriters and gives them something to do with their songs. So we kind of started this, and it's grown and grown. This is the second year that we've had so many people on the project that we needed a double album.
Amazing. And also two different release parties too, right?
So many people. We couldn't fit them all on the stage on one night. 36 people this year on this album. There have been 72 individual songwriters in this project over the years.
Wow.
Most of them not – these aren't the people you see on the South Side on Saturday night. Most of these are amateur or semi-pros who just write songs because they're compelled to write songs and have accidentally found each other in this group.
Yeah, there aren't many names that – you will recognize if you were to parse the list of performers against what you might see in the Post-Gazette weekend column of who's playing where or against something you would see in City Paper, you're not going to see too many names that
exactly.
You necessarily
and
recognize.
That's what it's supposed to be. This is the only thing I know of for that level of songwriters who aren't quite – maybe they play out some open stages. Maybe they play a few gigs. But what else do you do with your songs? Well, you can put them on this album.
And the album officially will be released this coming Friday. Is there a website that folks can go to get a copy of it or to sample it?
We work through Calliope, the Pittsburgh Folk Music Society. You can go to their website. I think it's
calliopehouse.org.
Yeah.
calliopehouse.org, so you can get it there.
But it's on both nights, November 30th and December 7th, 7 o'clock at Pittsburgh Center for the Arts at the corner of Forbes and Shady. Doors at 6:30, $7 admission, 12 and under are free.
Right, and it's a beautiful venue for music. I suspect it'll be in the basement, I should say the lower level.
Well, they call that the root cellar.
Yeah, the root cellar, and it's a nice place to be. And the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts is where Calliope is now located, and right at 5th and Shady, a great place to listen. When we talk again, John, I'd like to chat a little bit about how people can get involved in the Songwriter Circle, because I think folks may be listening that would like to get involved. But I see Bill has saddled up to the stool, and Bill Loeffler is our next performer. And we'll have him lead off with a song, then we'll chat a little bit, and then he'll do a second song as well. Here is Bill Loeffler.
Just keeps on talking. This meeting's running long. I'd like to take a baseball bat and show him where he's wrong, because it's time for my secondhand smoke break, and I want to check her out again. The dark-haired, green-eyed goddess who comes down at 10:30, and I don't know what your name is, and the shame is that you never look my way. But it really sends my kite up when you light up, and it gets me through my day. And I would kill to be the shade of red upon your lips, or better yet, I wish I was your cigarette. You work two floors above me, I know that much for sure, 'cause he rode the elevator once and you said, please press 4. And your voice, it smuggled summer, and your body made me twitch. And I think I'll quit non-smoking if it'll help me scratch this itch. And maybe I'm a wacko 'cause I'm taking up tobacco for a skirt. But I want you to inhale me, lick my envelope, and mail me to the dirt. And you could ask me for a light, and we could cuddle on my leatherette, and I could be your cigarette. Have gone like lightning. The boss died at his desk. I got this hacking smoker's cough like alien in my chest. And the goddess married money, at least that's what I've heard. And I took 1,000 smoke breaks, and we never exchanged a word. Never on the level when the devil says he'll make things go your way. My wife got tired of kissing ash. She took the kids and cash and moved away. And a shiver in the January wind, sucking down on a lung full of regret. God damn this lousy cigarette.
That's Bill Loeffler. We have to figure out the story behind that song. When did you start writing songs?
Written songs on and off for a long time. It's since I was like 15 and trying to learn Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple songs.
And did you play those songs out at all?
Here and there.
Here and there?
You don't get much of an opportunity, and that's the great thing about the songwriter's circle. Because if you have a song, okay, what do I do with this? This gives you a context and a deadline. And they distribute it, they promote it, so you don't have to worry about that. All you have to do is you have to write the song and you have to go record it.
And how's the feedback helped you? I would imagine after a song like that, for example, there's lots of opportunities for people to latch on to the story, to the structure of the song.
Usually they say, William, that was really appalling. William, you carried that song to its grave. But there is. There is a lot of feedback, and that's what you need because it doesn't help. It doesn't help to create in a vacuum. You have to put yourself out there eventually.
Well, no.
Like the tree falling in the woods.
Well, and people want honest feedback to try mm-hmm. to help get better, too. Let me turn back to John. John, let's talk a little bit about how can people get involved. As you just heard Bill mention, it's been a good experience for him and Brittany, too, and I'm sure Ben. Is it an organization that can accept newcomers? I mean, here you've got 72 souls whose lives you've impacted in the last 8 years, but I would imagine there's room for more.
Actually, the way I look at it, it impacts a lot more than that because we give these CDs to our families for Christmas and to friends and stuff. So all of them get to share in our music. There's Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle is a really loose group of people whose only connection is they're kind of compelled to write songs and they accidentally find this group. There's no dues. There's no anything like that. We meet first Tuesdays at 7 p.m. at Bloomfield Bridge Tavern. It's kind of loosely associated with the open stage every Tuesday at 9 p.m. at Bloomfield Bridge Tavern. But people just show up. Sometimes the first time they come in, they just want to watch and see what happens. We kind of go around the group and kind of gently critique each other's songs. There's an assignment of the month that it's optional. You can do it or not. But the idea is to just bring your songs, play it, and talk about it. It's a chance to, unless you have a band, where else can you talk about the process of songwriting? Do I need a bridge with that? Is this word too loose to rhyme with that word? I have this good idea, but it doesn't fit into the rest of the song. How long do you hang on to that before you finally give up and go to something else? It's a chance to talk about songwriting with other songwriters.
What's the best way for people to get involved? I guess just to show up.
Show up.
Show up.
First Tuesday, 7 o'clock, Bloomfield Bridge Tavern.
So you can listen, you can lurk, you can talk to some of the folks that are hanging out. And, I meant to ask Bill how long you've been playing with the Circle. Brittany, I think it was about a year or so. Has it been longer for you now, Bill?
It's been about 8 months.
About eight months.
I joined for the first time in July.
Wow, that takes a lot of courage to do that seriously and to be playing. You have, kind souls that are with you to listen, but still to put yourself out. With honesty and with what you've written is a noble thing.
Particularly with Bill. Bill and I worked together back in the day at City Paper. Bill was a news editor when I was the A&E editor there. And I've known that he's written songs for a long time. I've been nagging him about this for years, and he finally got on this year.
Well, terrific. Well, next up is a familiar face. His name is Ben Shannon. And you might remember Ben was here with us, with some of his students from Shaler Area High School just about 2 months ago, sharing some of their writing, a little less than that, actually. And they were terrific, and we were very aware that they have a great singer and songwriter as a teacher, and Ben is going to join us to share a song or two now. We'll take a listen to him, and then we'll chat for a little bit. Here is Ben Shannon.
When her brother shipped out, he turned to her to say, help mom and dad getting through these days, and don't you watch the news, they got nothing good to say. In a way, he's been gone for years, 6,000 miles away, trying to pretend it's any other day, and that her voice on the telephone is just a breath away. And she says, how about a miracle? Just one miracle. How about he walks right through this front door today? How about a miracle? Well, there's a picture of him by the swimming hole, hat sewn backwards, got his fishing pole, and his arms around her, a smile across their faces. And when she's all alone in a room at night, she kneels by her bed and prays with all her might, and she talks to Jesus. This is what she says. Oh, you can walk on water and turn it to wine. You can heal the sick and give sight to the blind. So bring my brother home, bring him home all right. So how about a miracle? Just one miracle. How about he walks right through this front door today? How about a miracle? He's been gone for years, 6,000 miles away, trying to pretend it's any other day, and that her voice on the telephone is just a breath away. How about a miracle? Just one miracle. How about you walk right through that front door today? How about a miracle? How about a miracle?
Ben Shannon, Miracle, the name of the song, and it appears on the 2013 release for the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle. Ben, I'm curious about that song. Can you tell me when you wrote it and a little bit about it?
Well, when we went into Iraq, I guess it was about a year after that, after the initial, well, the second invasion, not the one in the 90s. But the one in, I guess when, I don't remember exactly when, but it was a few years after that that a lot of the kids in my classes started, you know, having parents and brothers and family members being shipped out. And so I wrote this as a dedication to one of my students whose brother shipped out. And she was worried, of course. And I hadn't really heard a song that addressed those who been left behind, and you know, that part of the, I guess, experience of war as a community.
It's a good song. It has she heard it, the student?
Yes.
And what was her reaction? I can't imagine.
Well, I mean, it's typical of anyone who's experienced, I guess. Well, I find that the typical response is, you know, grateful. You know, I've had veterans come up and thank me after shows that song has been written.
It's amazing how powerful words can be. Actually, words, I heard somebody say once, words are like bullets. You know, they're as powerful as bullets. When they're aimed in a certain way, they can be as hurtful as bullets, mm-hmm. and you can't very easily take them back once they're out either. Similarly, so it's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Any comments at all about the Circle? How long have you been part?
Well, I mean, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and Calliope has always been a presence culturally, you know, in terms of the artists that they bring in. They used to have a folk festival here in town called the Smoky City Folk Festival. And, you know, I know that Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania is sort of a hotbed for songwriters. And, you know, I joined the group thinking that it's important to have a community, you know, for this art form. And it is an art form in and of itself.
Yeah, and I think it's important that it's a mixed up community, you know, with hopefully a diverse bunch of people, age-wise, background-wise, so that you can get feedback outside of what your own personal circle might be. You know, John Hayes is here too, who has been the one that shepherded this effort for 8 years. I was thinking how neat it is to have these eight releases available, and there's a little bit of historic significance, right, given whatever the topics were over time. So it becomes kind of an interesting anthology of Pittsburghers.
It's kind of cultural anthropology when you think of it like that. The doing an album like this without the responsibility of having to sell records for a record company or whatever, people just get to write about things that are important to them. There's a couple songs on this album about coping with war, not jingoism or protest, but just coping with the reality of living with a decade of war. There's songs about pets on this album. There's songs that mention spirituality in a way that you wouldn't hear on the radio. I think that this is just about writing songs. It isn't about trying to sell records. And you hear a whole other kind of song from a real diverse group of people, from a 12-year-old girl on this album to retirees, blue collar, white collar, all kinds of people accidentally found this group and share their songs.
Who's the 12-year-old? Do you remember?
Sarah Plowman.
Ah, okay. And I noticed Jordan Umbach is on here, he's not 12, but he's in his early 20s.
Yeah.
Ben, is there another song you'd like to share?
Sure, yeah.
It'd be a pleasure. What's it called?
It's called So Long Heaven.
Once again, this is Ben Shannon.
So long, heaven, I'm crossing over. Take these wide wings off my shoulders. Take this halo, it don't fit right where I'm going. I gotta travel light. So long, heaven, it's been good to know you. I'm only starting making my way home, going back down to where I belong. So long, heaven. And I'll be missing the angels singing all of those sweet songs. My ears are ringing. So take these white robes, I'll wear a t-shirt, some old ready to hit the dirt. So long, heaven, it's been good to know you. I'm gonna start making my way home, going back down to where I belong, yeah. Open up the gates, I'll let myself out. Anything is better than living on a cloud where everyone's a saint. You always gotta think out loud. There's a strange way pulling me down now. Sunny acre on a southern hill. Apples in blossom, hear the whippoorwill now. And there's a small house under a big sky. And there's a family.
waiting on a new life. So long, heaven's been good to know you. I'm gonna start making my way home, back down to where I belong, yeah. And I hope I make it back to see you, and that my life is long and strong, and you'll watch over me while I am gone now. And I got to be drifting on now. So long, heaven.
That's Ben Shannon, and you can attend the CD release party this coming Friday night, Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, doors open at 7, or Friday, December 7th, same location, or both nights to welcome the new release. Anything else you wanted to mention, John? Thanks for coordinating all of this.
No, thank you for having us, and you have a really good show here. This is a really good thing, and all the people who are sitting around at home right now at the breakfast table listening to the show with your family, you guys get it. You guys get that music doesn't have to be this big, daunting commercial thing. It can just be people making music because that's what humans do, and your show brings that out. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, John. It's 9 minutes before noon.